Do you ever feel like you could eat a horse on a cold winter evening? It's a lot of food there. Or do you feel like on hot days you couldn't eat a thing? Well, recent research suggests that the temperature of your body could determine your appetite. That is, if it's hotter it is, the less hungry you are. To discuss this really interesting research, I'm joined by Professor Andrew Brown, Head of Biotechnology and Biomolecular Sciences at the University of New South Wales. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Andrew, first, could you just give us a breakdown of the research itself?
Sure, okay. So, I guess where I came to this was really pretty much that. So, you know, wondering why you do feel more peckish on cold, wintry days like today rather than a nice summer day where you might just feel like a light salad. And also just thinking after a workout, sometimes you do feel less hungry after a workout. And so I just sort of looked into that and came across this very interesting paper from the States come out in the last couple of months or so. And what they've done is that they've actually used mice on treadmills. And what they find is that they eat less after a vigorous sort of run around the treadmill. But if they actually just selectively delete a type of receptor in the brain, then they just eat normally. And so that really is then putting the spotlight on this receptor, which in the article in the conversation that I've written about this, I've called red hot chili sensors. And so we have these throughout the body, and it's sort of just come to light that we have them in the brain as well.
I like that, red hot chili sensors. And I have to go back to the exercise example you gave. Like in my mind, you'd think people would be hungrier after working out and exerting energy. Why does it have the opposite effect?
So I think this is after, so it has to be very intense. So it has to be sort of really getting hot and sweaty. And so the idea is that it's actually increasing your body temperature, and then that is sensed by these heat sensors, the red hot chili sensors, which also actually sense the burn in chilies. And they basically seem to, through a rather ill-defined route, seem to suppress appetite to some extent. And so certainly what researchers have found in people, both men and women, doing, for example, vigorous cycling for half an hour to an hour or so, that the next meal, they actually eat a quarter less of that meal than if they didn't have that intensive exercise.
Right. Well, you brought up the red hot chili sensors. The research notes that there's an inverse relationship between eating spicy food and the probability of being overweight. Why is this the case?
Okay, so that's an epidemiological study, and so it's always hard to sort of work out what cause and effect is, but I think it's an interesting phenomenon. Another study has actually what's called a meta-analysis. They've done a summary of 19 different studies looking at chili or its key spicy ingredient, which is called capsaicin. And in studies, they've actually found that there is a small but significant effect on reducing appetite, that is, energy intake.
If you're just joining us here on The Daily this morning, I'm joined by Professor Andrew Brown, Head of Biotechnology and Biomolecular Sciences at UNSW, talking to us here on The Daily about heat and spices could potentially affect your appetite. So, Andrew, in modern life, we often have air conditioners and other forms of comfort to keep us cool during summer. Do you think this research could suggest that it leads people to becoming more overweight?
So there is sort of indirect evidence that that air conditioned comfort zones that we live in do, so temperature affects appetite. So that's actually sort of relatively well known. But in terms of, so then if, for example, on a hot summer's day, hot Sydney sweltering summer's day, we're cranking down the air conditioning so that it's 18 degrees indoors rather than the 31 degrees outside, then that will increase our appetite. And there is some evidence. And so, for example, there was a study on 100,000 adults in the UK, which found that people living in slightly warmer ambient temperature, that is, the room temperature slightly warmer, tended to be less overweight than people who had lower temperature. So that would be consistent with that idea.
Right. Well, taking all of this into account, do you think potentially maybe adding more spicy food and maybe keeping the heat up could be considered a weight loss technique?
Yes. So what I put out in this conversation article is that these are all sort of very minor components to, in terms of if your goal is weight loss, you still need to sort of think about the major things, which is moving more, eating less. But these things might actually help you eat a little less, and so that might help. But really, we're talking about sort of, these are sort of 1-2% is probably in terms of a weight loss strategy, I would suggest.
So don't rely on it to lose weight, is what you're saying.
No, that's right.
Right. Well, thank you. That's all the time we've got. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. That was Professor Andrew Brown, Head of Biotechnology and Biomolecular Sciences at UNSW, who has been discussing with us here on The Daily this morning new research revealing the link between body temperature and appetite.